huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
10.5 essential skills I'm going to share in this podcast that I just cannot understand why they did not teach you this at school. It is crazy, these essential life skills that they've not taught you at school. And I thought it would be appropriate to do this from my kids' totally and utterly messy playroom just for a bit of fun. So the 10.5 essential skills that they didn't teach you at school that I think are vital. The first one is how to manage your money. I mean, your money is one of the most important things in your life, whether you're money focused or not. If you don't have freedom, if you don't have money, why did they not teach you how to make it, how to budget, how to save, how to save the tax? I just don't understand it. But you've got to take these on yourself and take full responsibility for them. I think if you learn these 10.5 essential life things that it's not your fault you didn't learn them. They just didn't teach you them when you needed to know them. The second thing is how to sell and market yourself. I hated sales and marketing probably until I was 27 years old because I just sort of didn't like the rejection. I didn't want to be judged. I wanted to just be an artist and a creative. I felt that selling and marketing was selling out and was in some way, you know, bad or distasteful, which of course is utter nonsense because selling is art and marketing is art. And selling is creating value and caring about others and giving them a service that they desire, they want, they need. So why didn't they teach you about sales and marketing at school? I mean, if you think about it, the nations are incentivized to teach you in school these essential skills because it's going to help the economy as you get older. So it's kind of a bit crazy that they didn't. Anyway, this isn't just really a rant about what they didn't teach you in school. It's the 10.5 essential life things I think you need to learn to be a successful person. So one, how to manage money, make it, budget it, save it, save the tax. The second thing is how to market and sell yourself, your products, your services, and not just your products and services, but yourself as a brand. You know, in the world we're in today, brands are everything. There's the personal brand, there's the company brand, and there's the product brand. And Apple had it all. Steve Jobs, huge brand. Apple, huge brand. iPhone, iWatch, iPad, huge brand. And I think you can leverage them all should you choose. The third thing that they never taught us about at school was how to manage your emotions. We all feel resentment, fear, greed. We feel jealousy, envy. You know, we feel wronged. And, you know, we feel screwed over. We also feel very excited, overexcited. We can be naive. We can be taken for a ride. All these emotions that are in every human being, we're not taught how to manage. And I don't understand why, because I think if you can manage your emotions, you can master your life. The fourth thing is we're not taught how to get on with, how to communicate with, and how to influence people. Why not? I mean, that's surely the biggest thing. If you want to have a happy, successful life, if you want to build a business, if you want to be a good, solid employee, if you want to leverage, then you need to communicate with people. You need to understand them, know their values, their drivers, how to influence them. Why we're not taught that in school? It's vital. The fifth thing we're not really taught in school is how to be successful. We're taught a specific subject, sure, and to get good at that, sure, and that's required. But why aren't we taught how the rules and laws of success? Some of them I might share later on, but some of them generically are how to deal with rejection, how to stay enthusiastic, how to show passion, how to overcome problems and challenges. You know, these traits are inherent in everything that we do that we're taught through school. And if schools taught this, as they taught the general underlying sort of traits of successes and failures, then the subjects that they teach people are going to get better grades, and they're going to go to university and out into the world and be better equipped to be great at their art or their subject. The sixth thing we're not taught at school is how to start and scale a business. And I think that ultimately it's the private sector that funds most of the public sector that pay most of the taxes. So, you know, because after all, they employ the people that pay the taxes, the employees. So why are we not taught to start and scale a business? The seventh thing you're not taught about in school is how to deal with and solve real life, real world problems. We're taught about the theory much of the time, but not the real world problems. And I think that that's really important to learn. The eighth thing we're not taught about at school is how to manage and master your time. So you get that in the real world and you realize there's 24 hours in a day, except you don't seem to be getting anything done. There's overwhelm, there's distraction, there's procrastination. There's all these things that you're not taught how to deal with. The ninth thing we're not taught to deal with and defeat is rejection and failure. And it's almost like you're taught these subjects to go out into the real world, but then the no commercial reality of rejection after rejection after rejection after failure after failure after failure. I mean, I didn't learn until, I was 30-odd years old, the quote from Churchill is, you know, going from failure to failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Surely that's something you should be taught when you're 7 years old. I think the 10th thing we're not really taught in schools much is how to be happy. You know, how to strategies and how to develop happiness. To most people, happiness is a result. It's an outcome. Whereas, in fact, happiness is a strategy. You do happiness on purpose. You know, you plan happiness. Why are we not taught those things? And then 10.5 is we're not taught to invest in ourselves. We're not taught to improve all 10 areas of these lives by investing in managing and mastering money, investing in selling and marketing yourself, your products and your services, investing in mastering your emotions, investing in communication skills, influence skills, getting on with people, building rapport, understanding their values. We're not taught it to invest in the pursuit of our own success, investing in starting and scaling a business, investing in solving real world problems, investing in managing and mastering your time, investing in dealing with defeat and failure and rejection, and investing in how to be happy. We're not taught any of these things in school, at least not when I went to school. So you are your best asset. Invest in yourself wisely. You pay yourself the best return. And also, is there anything you think I've missed? Is there anything else you think we should be taught in schools? Or at least the subject, I guess, of this podcast and video is what you should invest in learning yourself for the rest of your life to get the best return, to get the best value to you. Is there anything you think I've missed? So thanks for tuning in. If you think there's anything that you'd like to add, please share it in the comments below. Also, if there's anyone you know who's at school or anyone you know who's way beyond school but hasn't yet learned these 10 and a half essential life skills, feel free to share this podcast with them. So let me summarize. I think the 10 and a half essential life skills are learning to manage and master your money, learning to sell and market yourself, your products and your services, learning to manage and master your emotions, learning to communicate and influence and get on with people well, learning the skills and traits and reverse engineering being successful, learning to start and scale a business, learning how to solve real world problems, learning how to manage and master your time, learning how to deal with and defeat rejection and failure, learning how to be happy, that's a process, not an outcome, and then investing in yourself continually to develop the 10 areas of life. So thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.